Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Welcome back,
wow.
Everybody.
We return.
We meet again. Here we are.
We return to the podcast.
Every Wednesday without a fail. Miss.
Even if, you know, we were very ill, I think we'd
we'd
still show up
work.
And show out.
I'd like to think so. We're committed.
Do you know
to
what we
cause.
Should maybe do is have a very emergency episode.
What does
maybe
that mean?
Maybe this is actually quite a good idea. Have, you know, just one day, record okay. an episode and we'll call that our emergency episode.
Okay.
So that if, God forbid.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
so God forbid, oh. you know, let's think you get, you know.
COVID.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more severe. You know, okay. I'm thinking, you know, chest infection,
ooh,
you know,
okay.
hospitalization,
tonsillitis.
Touch wood, tonsillitis. Mm,
no stranger to that.
When you physically can't speak.
And we have a backup.
Yeah, so then it's like, it's fine. We've got the emergency episode.
It's a very clever idea.
Yeah, it is actually.
And you guys would never know.
Touch wood.
That it was our emergency episode.
Touch wood.
This could be it right now.
Touch wood.
Touch wood.
That never happens. But I think that's
a very
of,
clever, it's a very good, very good point.
You know, if any
there,
life events,
today.
You know, that, you know, occur.
Unprecedented
yeah. events.
We could do a little bank. We could have like three in there.
We could get a couple if we're, you know, feeling up for it.
Yeah.
It's actually quite smart.
All right. Very, very clever. Like, she's feeling sharp today.
You know,
shout out Weetabix.
We're not, you know, missing a week because we shan't ever do that.
Mm. So welcome back. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Yes, how are we
come on
feeling?
In, have a seat.
What's new? I'll tell you what's new with me.
Okay, love to hear it.
I've been watching a lot of cruise review videos on YouTube.
As in cruise ships?
Yes, it's my new thing.
Right, what have you learned?
Because I was watching that one man who I told you about, mm-hmm. but now there's a whole other community
of
cruise ship reviewers who just go on different cruises and review them. I've no interest in a cruise.
Me neither.
You know, we had one traumatic experience on a cruise once,
yeah.
a couple of years back.
Yeah.
That was...
We don't wish to relive.
We don't speak of that.
No.
But, yeah, I have no interest in a cruise. But thoroughly enjoy the videos.
I feel like it's something potentially an older age.
It is. What I've seen
because you get to see the world, but you know, you're on a ship.
Yeah.
You're it's very like, you know,
yeah.
simple. As
you
in
know,
you get yourself on the boat and yeah. the rest is handled. Yeah. You know, booking dinners,
yeah.
you know.
There's a Disney cruise.
Oh.
Which is kid friendly.
Mm.
But actually, you know,
themed.
If you're on a popular boat, you do have to reserve the good restaurants.
Oh.
If you want a good table at a good restaurant.
So I didn't know that because I'm not in the cruise community.
Yeah. No. And then I watched a video on the worst reviewed cruise.
Ooh.
Costa del something.
P&O
Italian
cruises,
cruise line.
You know, I've heard of that. It's quite
celebrity
a big one.
Cruises, have you heard of that line?
No.
got good reviews. Celebrity Cruise.
So in your research and new findings.
And you know what? It's kind of making me, you know.
Crave it. Craving a cruise.
Oh, no, not. But almost is.
So who do you think is the best cruise line? From what I've seen. Who would you recommend to the listeners?
From what I've seen.
If they're thinking about
so
a cruise.
So I've watched quite a few videos on Virgin Cruise. They've got a new ship. Docks from Miami. That's why I was excited to go to Miami. I saw the ship. It was a weird thing. I saw the ship. Mm. So they've got this brand new boat, Virgin one, huge. Good reviews. It got good reviews. But it's all like, it's almost looks like Hard Rock Cafe in there. The aesthetics to me is not right. You know, Hard Rock Cafe, kind of guitars everywhere. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
Would you like a holiday when it's like rock? No. And all red everywhere.
No, not the aesthetic that I'd like.
But think the food and everything else performed. Then there's Celebrity Cruise. That looked a bit more tasteful. No kids really allowed. No kids on there. Look quite nice aesthetics and
adults
vibes.
Adults only.
A bit of a weird name.
Yes.
Because it's a bit embarrassing to say, really,
bit cringe,
isn't it?
Yeah, Celebrity Cruise.
And then there's actually, so then the Ritz.
Ooh,
has
wow.
their own cruise
whoa, whoa,
boat,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
The Ritz-Carlton cruise.
Whoa.
Now, we'd be up for that. It's almost like a large yacht.
Wow.
Not as big as a cruise ship. It's almost like a very, very, very big yacht. Beautiful. However, the service wasn't up to par, he said.
On the Ritz?
No. Wasn't enough staff. No way, Callum. Me and Callum. This is where
that's
we're bonding.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
All right, well, we appreciate your research here.
I swear to God, I watched a video. I said, we gone that Ritz-Carlton cruise. But it was very expensive.
It was
20 grand or some shit.
Oh, wow.
For 5 days or some shit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But like the interiors, it looked like you were just on a lovely yacht.
I'm thinking
for pictures.
More the aesthetic. Yeah,
thinking for pictures.
Yeah, thinking of a nice bikini shot on the camera, you know.
I think you're going around
Bahamas. We appreciate your research.
Anyway,
thank you for updating that on your cruise ship findings.
Because you know what? YouTube is so vast.
Lots of different worlds on there.
You know,
that
we
you can
just
dive
think
into.
It's just, you know, girls vlogging. When it's not.
It's not.
So much out there to be found.
I went through a real phase of watching, just watching people build their Animal Kingdom.
Absolutely.
Not Animal Kingdom, Animal Crossing.
Crossing homes. Lives and homes, wow.
Went through a real phase of that.
Yeah. Well, we know.
Don't know why.
Girlfriend of someone we know has a Sims
Shout
channel.
Shout out Alex.
Yeah.
What's her
YouTube channel called? Shout it out. Let's give her a shout out right now.
Giving Jake Paul vibes.
Jessica Pye on YouTube. If anyone's into Sims,
shout out. She's
shout
building
out.
Houses all over the time.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Like honestly, makes really cool Sims videos. Like if you're into Sims, like I'm into cruises.
Yeah.
Sophia's into Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I was a real Sims girl back in the day.
Yeah.
But then I've not got it on my new computer. But maybe I should do that. I could.
Yeah.
I could really get into a
Escape
Sims
Escape into the world of Sims.
Really could.
You know. Did we say
Mother
before
load.
About the girl who created prisons on Sims for her ex-boyfriends? She had a prison cell for each of her ex-boyfriends, locked them up, and she would torture
them. Set
them
on fire and stuff.
She would kill them. She'd drown them in the pool.
That's just getting out our anger.
Maybe that's
you know,
how she gets closure.
Mm.
I understand it.
In the world of Sims.
I understand it. It's not real. It's not the real world.
But it's the game world. It's the world of Sims.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, are we ready for our question of the week this week, everybody?
Yeah.
So this was something that we spoke about last week.
Okay, so if you did your homework, if you did your revision.
If you were around last week, we had
made
the girl
your notes.
Who was in the gym and the boy was coming up to her and she was like, I don't really want to say
Absolutely.
That I've got a boyfriend. Am I a bad girlfriend? Blah, 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 blah. And our question is it cheating if you're acting single when your partner's not around?
Off the bat, yes. What is acting single? What is acting single?
Acting single is, I think, is being flirtatious with someone, probably actively not mentioning that you've got a boyfriend, that you've got a girlfriend.
I'm even thinking like
giving
you
them
get
the
asked.
Impression that you are single.
You get asked, oh, you single? You say yes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't thinking that.
Well, I'm thinking some boys out there, they say, have you got a girlfriend? No. It's complicated. Okay. You know, I feel like we've seen that many a time.
I kind of see acting single as more just like you're just having a flirt.
And kind of, you're not...
No intentions to follow it through, but you're having a bit of a flirt. It's making you feel good. You're not trying to cause any harm. Like that's kind of what I see acting single as. But there are definitely the levels to it.
There are levels and layers. Mm. So is it cheating? I mean, it's definitely on the spectrum.
It's on the spectrum.
Isn't it? It's on the spec.
93%.
Yeah, saying yeah.
That's inappropriate. Yeah. 7%. No harm in a bit of flirting.
Oh, you go, girls.
Let's read what you guys have said. I would say it's inappropriate, but I wouldn't say it's cheating unless they're acting on it.
Oh, yes. Okay, you're saying... Yes, it's inappropriate, but you know, as long as you're not snogging,
it's not quite
or
cheating,
fucking...
but it's inappropriate. Right. The intent behind it is disrespectful to our relationship, and to me, regardless of how far it goes, no harm in flirting, but I wouldn't want my partner doing the same.
Yeah, I think. I mean, is there a difference between flirting and acting single? Because it could flirting just be like. You know, whatever flirting is these days. But
Chinsy
acting...
is such a flirt.
I could be less of a flirt if I try. But then acting single.
I'm kind of imagining, like, say I'm at a bar, okay? I'm stood at a bar. I'm out with my girlfriends. My girlfriends are all sat at the table. I'm at the bar getting a drink. A guy comes over to me. He's talking to me. I'm talking back. I'm not like shutting it down. I'm not going, please don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. I've got a boyfriend. Not interested in turning my back. Like, I'll have a conversation. Be like, ha, 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 ha. That.
But then is that acting single?
No, that's not acting single. Yeah. But that could be, oh, you flirting.
Interpreted as
you know, if you're like, you're out, you're having a good time. I don't know.
Because then say like
it's
my-
It's a great area.
Yeah. Because look, say my, like our boyfriends, same thing. They're out with their friends. They go like, lads, I'm going to go get a drink at the bar. Yeah. Who wants anything? And then they're at the bar and a girl starts talking to them. And they're just talking to her.
Mm.
Is that acting single?
No.
No.
No, of course, that's not acting single. Depends what they were saying.
Saying
but if you're
doing.
Just chatting and being friendly, like you're not being a dick, you're just being friendly, chatting. Like, oh, have a good night, girls. Like, bye. Like, that's there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Because I'm seeing acting single as like
long pause.
It's like they're asking you, have you got a boyfriend? Have you got a girlfriend? Are you saying, no, I ain't got a girlfriend?
Well, yeah. Shouldn't be actively putting that out there, but also you're not obligated to start a sentence with, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes it's hard to go out with single friends when you're in a relationship and no one will talk to you when your friend is chatting up the other boy, not a vibe. Your friends talk, say us two are out. I'm in a relationship, you're single. You're talking to a guy, he's got his mate. What am I supposed to do? Just sit there
I'll
chat to him, you know, be like, ha, 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 ha.
And it's totally respectful as long as everyone knows I'm in a relationship, you know, we're just on a friendly vibe.
It's the intentions behind it
that make it acting single.
Oh, listen to this. This is quite a good rule.
Yeah.
If you can't do it in front of my face, don't do it behind my back.
There we go.
That sums it up very well. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that girl.
Absolutely.
A little flirt, I don't see any harm in. But when your intentions are not to just have some banter, I think it's going a bit the wrong way. I wouldn't want my boyfriend flirting with people behind my back. Acting single and having a flirt, I think, is quite disrespectful on your partner. I personally would be gutted if I found out my boyfriend was flirting back with a girl, so I wouldn't do it.
Same.
It makes them look like you're interested and gives them the wrong idea.
It's also just very disrespectful to you and your partner.
If you're going for
if you go, if you're, you know, if you're flirting on any spectrum, I think yeah. you know, because there's a difference between being friendly and having a nice interaction and flirting. There is,
right? Yeah.
So, like, you can be friendly.
I think it's a bit more touchy feely. Maybe you're making an innuendo.
You're being a bit
suggestive.
You're
making a little comment, like, oh, maybe you'll see you later, blah, blah, blah. Like, that is.
It's maybe some compliments.
Yeah.
It's suggestive.
Yeah.
It's body language. Yeah.
That's a very good way, the girl.
100%.
The way that the girl said it.
But yeah, because, like, your partner can, you know, be friendly with a stranger. That's not flirting at all. But if it's crossing a line where... Totally.
If you can't do it in front of my face, don't do it behind my back.
Don't do it
this
behind my back.
This girl said, I'm naturally a flirt, but
okay.
I would never cross the line.
Okay, appreciate that.
We appreciate the honesty.
So you know when it's crossing the line, as long as we've all got boundaries.
Yeah, okay, well... Everyone seems to
general
be on the...
General consensus is acting single is completely inappropriate and
we're all
is
against
cheating
it this week.
And we're all against it.
We're not in the mood this week
for it. We're not having any of that this week, please. Thank you.
Okay, let's get into some boy talk dilemmas.
Oh,
here
yeah.
we go.
We're feeling feisty.
We're taking no shit this
week. No, we're not taking no shit.
But before we get into it, sorry, I just remembered, we've got some fortune teller stories.
Fuck me.
Would you like to hear them?
Yes, please.
Okay, I just flagged two.
You guys are amazing.
So I'll just read two and then we'll get into
brilliant.
The dilemma. So for context, we had a dilemma 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
With a girl saying that she went to a fortune teller and she said, your boyfriend's hiding something, you know, in 8 months.
You're going to find out.
You're going to find out. But she was like, this is the love of my life. We're going to get married. Like, didn't know what to do. And we said, if you've got any fortune teller stories, write them in.
Yeah.
So we do. We've got fortune teller reading came true.
Because I said about that girl who said that...
Meet someone at a wedding.
Yeah, she had a fortune read. She said, you're going to meet someone at a wedding. She didn't for like a couple of years. And then she literally married someone she met at a wedding. Mm.
My ex and I got together when I was 19.
Okay.
He was 21. When I was 26, he proposed to me and we got engaged. So happy, and I thought my life was made. Not long after this, I went to a fortune teller who told me that my then fiance was not the man for me and that he had a dishonest heart and was an untrustworthy and deceitful man.
Very similar to our other
Very
lady.
Similar
like
vibes.
Similar vibes and what she's
she
saying.
She said that he's not my soulmate and that I was wasting my time with him and missing out on the man who was really meant for me.
I mean,
she said the guy I'm supposed to be with is in and out of the wrong relationships because I was stuck in this one.
What a scary thing to hear, though. Like, actually imagine you're engaged.
This majorly stressed me out and upset me because I thought my fiancé was amazing.
Fuck.
He was lovely, kind. My friends and family adored him. So I shrugged it off and treated it as lighthearted fun.
You know what it is? It's when she says deceitful. It's like, whoa.
Mm.
It's like, you know when she doesn't have any inkling at all? You know, it's not even like she was like, well, there was that one. You know?
Yes.
You know? That's crazy to me.
It's almost like they're describing a different person.
Yes.
Fast forward 4 years from this reading.
No way!
To January 2020, when I received the news that my now 31-year-old fiance, so a long engagement, has been having an affair with a 21-year-old girl. They'd been having sex in my house while I was at work, walking our dogs together.
The fuck?
God, that's worse than like an
in your house.
And she sent me pictures of him and her in bed together. It broke me completely as we were a year away from our wedding that we'd booked at that point.
What a disgusting man.
I honestly never in a million years thought he would cheat on me, let alone have a full-blown
right.
affair and lie to me for nearly 6 months. He really wasn't the type to do it. It was the shock of my life. But the fortune teller warned me and she was completely right.
Shit.
I've also since heard that he's cheated on that girlfriend too.
So okay. do you reckon... He's,
I've got one more.
Cheated on her before as well.
Chances
I don't imagine that was the
are.
First occurrence of it, do you?
So I've always been interested in fortune tellers and I find it so fascinating. Though I myself has never been to one, being only 20, both my nan and my mum have often been to see psychics and have the craziest stories. So after listening to last week's episode, I thought I'd share. For some context, my granddad walked out on my nan when my mum and auntie were little. My nan had no idea why he'd left, but obviously had suspicions that he was seeing someone else mm-hmm. as he worked away a lot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one day the fair was in town.
The fair?
And lots of the women who were part of the fair would go around houses selling various things. My nan opened her door to one woman, who she later found out was a psychic. Mm-hmm. And before she even said anything, the woman looked at my nan and said, "He's not coming back. She's pregnant and it's going to be a boy." Cut to 6 months later, my granddad was living on the other side of the country with a new woman and contacted my nan to tell her my mum and my auntie had a new half-born brother.
Oh,
had a newborn half-brother, sorry.
Oh my God.
Not only this, but my mum visited a psychic after her first marriage ended, and they told her that she'd been mistreated by someone beginning with an M, which was his first initial.
Whoa.
And that she was going to meet someone that lived away, was younger, and who would allow her to do everything she wanted.
Aww.
My mum laughed it off at the time, saying I'd never go for a younger man. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a month, my mum met my dad, who moved from up north to work at the same place as my mum, and he was 6 years younger than her.
No way.
It wasn't till years later that she actually put the two and two together and realised it was spot on.
Wow.
They've now been together for 27 years and never looked back.
Wow.
No way do I believe that everything said is true, and I am extremely sceptical that they play on things, but in both instances, my mum and nan provided no information.
Yeah.
Both psychics were not from near where we live, mm-hmm. so they cannot have known anything. Don't take it for gospel, ladies, but you never know what could happen.
We need to find ourselves a contact number for one of these psychics, because I'd like reading.
I'd
just
do...
tell me.
Really? You've always been so against it. It's scary, I've ever heard you say.
Yeah, but if it, you know, I don't want to. It's when they might say something bad's going to happen.
I imagine that you could ask for specific positivity.
Positivity.
Yeah. And you don't want a doom and gloom reading,
yeah.
I'm sure.
And
you can say, you know, I want to focus on this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about this. I'm sure
yeah.
you could
yeah.
direct.
It is scary because I feel like a psychic reading that just happened by chance for us. Mm. You know, say we ran into a lady and she says,
I've
okay,
just got to tell you.
Yeah, mm. yeah. That, I feel like that's nice. I feel like that was meant to happen.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
the universe.
We were meant to meet that lady who told us, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. But like calling up.
Mm. Arranging an appointment,
turning up, saying hello.
Mm.
Please, can you read me?
Mm.
That's what then scares me. I feel like then you're like altering
fate.
The fate.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
The course of what's
it's
written
almost
out.
Like we're time traveling.
Mm.
And they say, you know,
it's like
you can't.
Playing with time.
You can't time travel and alter things from the past. It's going to mess everything up.
Mm.
And it feels
that's
the same
the
way.
Me too.
Doesn't it?
It does.
But
yeah,
if a lady on the street said, "Excuse me, can I just let you know?
I've got this overwhelming
feeling. I can see the angels above you.
Yeah.
I just need to let you know that.
Yeah.
La, la, la." That's
that.
What I would like to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not going to make an appointment.
Not going to make a booking.
No. Also, have you seen episode 4 of Married at First Sight? Have you watched it? The most recent one?
No.
You need to watch it before tonight.
I do need to watch it before tonight.
Because remember when we spoke about before about it says like the longevity of relationships, and it's about noticing your partner, you know, just in the little things, mm-hmm. you know, like say if your partner went, "Oh wow, look at the sky,"
yes,
and you go, "Oh wow, isn't that beautiful?" You know, being responsive to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy who got married in the pink suit.
Yes.
Okay, so they're having a conversation at dinner, and she says, "This is Married at First Sight, guys," and he says, "Oh, you know, some of these comments that you make really annoy me."
Oh, and the shh.
Yeah. So, and she was like, and he was like, "Oh, I can give you an example." She was like, "Yes, please give me an example of what these comments." He said, "I hate it when you go, oh, look at the sand. Look at the sand. How beautiful is it? Look at the sky. How beautiful is it as it reflects on the wow? Oh, wow. Isn't that so beautiful? Isn't
look
that so beautiful?"
This.
He said that was annoying. She got up and left. Said, "He's not my person." Isn't that horrible?
Mm.
Isn't that so nasty?
Yeah.
I just think that's one of the worst things you could say. Baby.
Right, we're going to get pissed off at this. I can already feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Being told you were in competition with 4 other girls before you got together.
Fuck off.
Hey, gals. So I've been dating this guy, Brian for about 3 or 4 months. Okay, we've not invested too much time in him yet.
At least we're not like fully in love with him yet.
Yeah, things were going great. He's met my friends, my family. He took me away for a really lovely Valentine's, took me away for my birthday, has made so much effort, and we're now saying that I love yous.
Ooh!
Brian is literally my perfect guy.
Okay.
Back in December, I knew I really liked him and straight away cleared my roster, stopped talking to other people so I didn't lead anyone on. Just to get to know him.
So you knew he was a good egg.
Yeah. We've known each other for years, have the same interests, get each other's humour. I was really happy.
Okay.
But on Valentine's, we both had a few drinks and we started to talk about how we got together. Mm-hmm. Because for everyone who knew us individually, it seemed kind of random.
Okay.
Brian proceeded to tell me that whilst we were dating, he'd actually had 4 other contenders and slept with them
contenders
on the first date. I'd literally left it for weeks with us. Okay. We dated properly before sex and he said that's what made him like me more. Problem is, okay, that's now all I can think about. Obviously, being single, Brian was within his rights to do whatever he wanted, but I wish in this instance that he just lied and said I was the only one he was pursuing. Especially as I told him I only date one person at a time. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very honest guy about everything, which is amazing. But it's got me paranoid about who these other girls were, when it happened. Like, now you're just digging for details, aren't you? Well, now it's like,
are you still in comms with them? Do you still follow them on Insta?
I think, you know, it just puts a little cloud over
very bad taste early in your mouth
stages, because when you started seeing him you were so excited, he's the only guy on your roster, and now you're thinking, oh, but now when I look back I'm struggling to look back with fondness because I'm thinking actually I was one of four, one
because
of
you were maybe romanticizing, oh, you know, he went home and then he was texting me and saying when can I see you again, and you're thinking la la la, when really
it just shits on it. Yeah,
he was going on his phone and he was also texting Susan and saying, Susan, can I see you tomorrow?
Why the fuck he would tell you that is really stupid.
He thinks he's Mr. Big Bollocks. He thought, oh yeah, you know, you won the race.
Lucky girl, you.
Yeah, you're very lucky, you. Fuck off. You know, you're not doing too badly yourself. You know, there was about 4 girls who wanted to be my girlfriends and you won. You should be lucky. Excuse you. You should feel honored. Excuse me.
There were times we'd been on dates and he'd joke about me being number 5, or at one point joke and say I'd gone down to number 2. Oi. Or then to number 1. I would joke back and say that he was 1 of 6, but obviously now it turns out Brian wasn't fucking joking.
That is horrendous.
And I feel like a mug.
Was like giving it to
he
you.
He was telling you. And you thought this has got to be a joke.
Well, yeah, you would assume so. Number 5. He actually said that, number 5. Yeah, because there's 4 other girls.
It's also made me paranoid that if Brian could very easily lie about what he was doing whilst we were dating and I had no idea, then he must realise how easy it would be to cheat in the future.
So yeah, now you're thinking those first few months, where you're like, what did you do last night? Obviously, he's not going to tell you that you slept with fucking Becky.
Right.
So he's like, oh, you know, I went to Wagamama's and, you know, and he so easily lied about his whereabouts and what he was up to. That now you're getting super paranoid.
It just really puts a dark cloud over the start of the relationship.
It's not what you want to hear. You want
no one wants to hear that.
You know, you want it to be like, oh, you know, we started dating. All of a sudden, he thought
only eyes for each other.
Yeah, you want him to think, oh, there's something special about her. You know, I don't even care for seeing Susan or Becky. You know, because I just, you know, there's something
probably
about
because
her.
As well, like when you started dating him, like you said, you cleared the bench. You were like, I'm not seeing anyone else. I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, because you felt something
special.
Or
I like
special.
This guy. I'm going to keep seeing him. So the fact
I'm going to be respectful, you know, and want to, you know. It's like, it's a respect thing as well, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you can date people, you know. If you're a single guy, you can date different people. You're a single girl, you can date multiple people every week. But it's just hurtful that when you met, you felt like you had something special. So you cleared the bench and it's like, fuck? And you didn't clear the bench.
What hurts the most is the competition aspect that he said. So he's almost
it's just being so aware of it, right. Being literally told that you were one of five.
Yeah. So he's almost insinuating that, you know, there was a top three maybe. Mm. And he wasn't sure.
And it was, which one?
And he wasn't sure who we wanted to progress with further. Mm. That's what's like, whoa.
Yeah. Was that just a flip of a coin? Me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Didn't stand out.
No, yeah. So I wasn't shining out.
Wasn't blowing you away,
no,
you know?
No, because it was just a tough
get
decision.
Get rid of everyone else.
You know, because, yeah, it should be an easy decision. Or, you know, it's a real hard decision.
Something way different with this girl, yeah. You know?
It's like an episode of The Fucking Bachelorette.
I know. Like, did one of the girls actually stop talking to you?
Right.
So then she was right. Off?
Did you
was
actually
I the
want...
only one left?
Yeah, did you actually want Susan? But she actually, you know... sacked you off.
I really should never have told you that. Ignorance is bliss. Said it once and I'll say it again. It's exactly in situations like this.
But I don't know what he thought would come out of this conversation. I don't know why he thought it was a good thing to mention that to you.
I think if you've had some drinks and you're talking about when you first met, he's thinking
he's just being brutally
having a bit
honest.
Of banter. He's thinking it's funny. He gets a bit of a kick out of, you know, having the he probably just
reminiscing on single days.
Wasn't thinking straight. No. He also told me last night that usually at this point in the relationship he gets bored and stops trying.
Why are you telling me all of this shit? More shit for me to worry about.
But with me, he still feels like he wants to impress me and wants to always try.
So, okay, what's going to happen in 6 months' time then? Like,
but also like
such a that, silly thing
I
to say
that language because it's like it's not on me to keep you entertained and to keep you wanting me and to stop you from getting bored in this relationship. Yeah. That's not on me at all.
It's not my job as a girlfriend.
No,
it's not
to
about
stop
that
you
at
from
all.
Getting bored.
I'm not keeping him on. I need to keep him interested tonight,
so he doesn't get bored.
No, like we're actually just gonna sit in and do fuck all.
That's not a thing.
That is a real red flag.
It is a red flag.
You know, on no.
Usually I get bored, but I'm not bored yet. But we'll see how you do.
It's
you
almost
know, it's that.
Like
it's that.
He's trying to exert a bit of control here. But like, yeah,
you impress me.
Yeah, it's almost like he's trying to be like, well, you need to stay on your fucking toes, otherwise you're out of here. Mm. It's not. That's not how you treat someone you love.
It's not only girl in the world energy. If love of my life energy.
You know, you're saying I love yous.
Right.
He should not be saying that, I'm sorry, to someone he is in love with. Mm. Almost insinuating, you know.
Watch out.
Keep me interested.
I'm usually bored.
Because if, you know, the moment I get bored.
I'm out of here.
You know, I've got no, you know.
Yeah, it's
you know
not
what I mean?
Nice.
It's not a nice thing to say to someone. It's.
Am I reading into it too much? Or does that mean if in 2 months' time he gets bored, he'll just stop trying with me and start entertaining other people?
Right.
And since he's already proved he's good at getting away with it, I'd have no idea. Ugh. I don't know whether I'm going crazy or if my feelings are valid. I've been messed about so much in the past, but by an ex-boyfriend and other people who just simply decide they don't want to be with me anymore, that I'm just terrified of getting hurt again.
It's definitely giving immature, isn't it?
It's just not because giving the energy
that
of
you deserve.
A guy who is in love with you and thinks the world of you and sees you in his future and feels so lucky to be with you and feels
honored
like,
and lucky. Wow. Can't believe it. Like, you love me. I love you.
This
like,
is amazing.
You know, this is amazing. Not like, oh, lucky for you. I'm not bored yet. Excuse you. Like, no,
because it's putting that vibe on you of like, what? So is it my job? If you get
you
bored,
shouldn't be worrying about
is that
thing.
My fault? Like, am I supposed to keep you? I'm not a fucking clown.
But we're only 3 months in. There should not be a single worry, like at all. This you're meant to be like la la la. You're meant to be
easy breezy
right now. That's what's meant to be for the first 6 months.
Yeah,
like
first year.
The first year, like. Like, it really alarms me that he's using that language. Like, maybe I'd let him slide with that competition thing. All right, okay, maybe you were single,
Wish you didn't tell me that.
Wish you didn't tell me that. But at the end of the day, I love you, you love me. Let's just enjoy our relationship
now. You've not cheated.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know, since we've been together, it's just been the two of us.
But that comment about the boredness and keeping interested and shit like that. That's actually so not immature nice. And it's really not immature. Nice. Like, it's giving, like, this is like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
His like first relationship and yeah. he's like whoa. Like it's just messing with your feelings. It's, you know, it's a horrible thing.
Well,
to
it's
say.
Just giving that, like, it's all on you. Like, you know, if he starts acting cold and distant, you know, you're then going to be thinking, oh, what can I do? What have I done wrong?
No.
Why has he lost interest? Yeah. What have I been boring? Like,
no.
Have I not been doing this enough? Like, no. That's not on you. Not at all.
It's not about keeping someone interested.
No.
When you're in love with someone,
no.
like he says.
No.
You know, fair enough if you were still dating and it was like, oh, is he going to be my boyfriend or not? And he makes this weird comment. Okay, whatever.
Still weird.
But the fact that he's, you know, proclaimed his love for you and so have you, really weird for him to make that comment.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, if you were to bring this up and say, you know, I wish we had a picture of him, to be honest.
I'm not thinking you get a good response.
No, I'm thinking you'd be like, oh, you're reading too much into it. Getting very defensive.
I don't need this ag from you.
Oh my God, don't. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. See, yeah. This is why I don't. What?
This is why.
No, like really actually scary behavior and messing with your feelings.
Yeah.
And it
I'm
scares
just making
me.
It feel like it's all on you.
Yeah,
like, that
and
is
it's not
stress.
No.
That is stress to put on you. Like, if this relationship fails, it's because I've been boring or I've not done
no.
enough. Blah, blah, blah.
Or I'm not as interesting. How can I be more of an interesting person
yeah.
for him?
No.
What? No, not at all. Like, that is not how you should be. No, that's not the mentality you should
you
be having in a relationship.
You need to have the mentality of, you know, do I want to be with you? What? How do you make me feel good?
Because like, right now,
are
you're
you a
making
good
me
are
feel...
Are you a good boyfriend to me?
Right,
like,
right
do
now.
Do I feel adored by no. you? You know, because I want to be with someone
yeah. and you're not off to a great start. You know, you made that competition comment, didn't fucking like that. That's one strike.
Yeah.
Now you're saying, am I going to be interested enough? Normally I get bored. Okay,
I'm not
well,
here to impress
that's not
anybody.
Very attractive to me because I am enough. Mm. What I bring to the table is plenty. You know, you should be completely
the table
honored.
Is full, sir.
It's overflowing. Okay, so as honored as I should be that you chose me, I'm not sure that you're the best fit for me. I think you still got a lot of maturing
get
to
the
do.
Attitude back of like, this is actually really turning
yeah.
me off,
and
turning
like,
me off, and it's just not what I look for.
Yeah, it's giving very immature, you know. No,
it's giving like he's the one that thinks he's got the power and yeah. you know this relationship is all on his terms, you
yeah.
know, it's over if I say it's over
yeah.
and it's on if I say it's on
yeah.
That's the impression that
well,
he's giving, like
the
I'm calling the shots here yeah,
yeah.
It's over when I say it's over and it's on when I say
and you need
I'm
to
getting.
Take the power back because this is not normal. And I don't want you to normalize him being able to speak to you in this kind of way. Don't care how drunk he is
no.
or how, you know, or how, you know, honest he
you
is.
Be
I don't care.
Like
you know, yeah, you say he's an honest person. Okay, great. There's some things that should go unsaid. And I don't like the fact that he thinks he can say these things to you and kind of exert
well,
his control.
He's being a bit cruel with the honesty, you know, like,
yes.
oh, I'm just being honest. But don't be a dick about it.
Don't be
it.
A dick. Don't
There's
hurt my feelings. If it's going to hurt my feelings, don't say it, you know, because, you know, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings who you're in love with, do you?
Right.
You don't want to see that person you love upset over something you've said.
Yeah.
Like, that's normal.
And
right?
I think it's only been 3 or 4 months. I would be wary about this guy. I would try and get some power back and think, actually, no, I'm not here to impress you. No, like, these comments that you make, it's really turning me off, you know. I'm not here to entertain you, keep you on your toes.
I'm not your little show pony.
You know, if you're not ready for a relationship, that's fine with me. But, like, I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm not threatened by anybody, you know. I'm not here to...
And if you're not mature enough to maintain this relationship, then I don't think I want to go forward with you because, you know, and I'm also scared that, who is he going to be in 6 months' time?
Right.
You know,
when he starts getting distant and cold.
He's giving me the impressions of, yes, he's lovely. He's been lovely the first couple months, impressing you. Mm. You had a lovely Valentine's Day, took you away. Lovely. I'm scared of who he's going to potentially turn into in 6 months' time when he's super comfortable. He knows he's got you locked down and he can just treat you however he wants to treat you because you're reminiscing and romanticizing those first 2 months of the relationship when he treated you so lovely.
And wanting that guy
and
back.
And you'll never get that guy back. So just be more clued up now. Like, if he's starting to switch...
Be a bit more headstrong. Stand up for yourself a bit more.
Yeah, I think talk to him about this situation, about this boring thing, and let's try and get, you know, something good out of this conversation and
try and get through and be like, this isn't gonna go down, this either switch up or it's not gonna work.
Because it's not okay. So we've got here a mummy's boy who says, no, I want my mummy. Look, I appreciate that he loves his mum.
Yes, me too.
You know, a good sign of a good guy is someone who loves and respects
his
mum.
We love boys who love their mum.
Yes, because how he treats his mum and talks to his mum and everything will reflect in his relationships and how he treats you.
Yeah.
So.
But saying, my mummy.
Yes. Okay.
It's giving 8-year-old.
Yes. So I have a boyfriend. Let's call him Brian.
All right, Brian.
Who, after any minor inconvenience.
Oh, no.
Says, I want my mummy. So he just.
Oh, that sentence.
So he's giving frantic.
He's giving mummy as well, it's giving breastfeeding.
Let me just call my mother on some advice. You know, I appreciate that. I'm just going to call my mum, get some advice. Okay. I want my mummy. It's giving. Yeah. It's giving frantic. It's giving.
It's giving attached at the hip. Yeah. Feeding on the boob at 21 years old. You know. It's. You know when you see those
10
kids
years.
Who are like still 12 and like breastfeeding. It's giving that energy,
it's giving
isn't it?
Like that. Okay, so let me give you some background. We'll appreciate that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let me give you some background info on this because we all get the ick. So we've been together for about...
Let's not judge, you know. Let's just see what's going to happen here.
You know, I would rather someone, not saying this, but I would rather someone who loves and adores his mum and, you know, appreciates everything about her than someone who doesn't respect and love their mum. Okay. So we've been together for about 6-ish months.
Okay.
We're both 21 and met on Tinder.
All right.
When I first met him, he seemed really lovely and kind. I didn't feel too many sparks the first few times I met him, but after a while, I fell in love. Gorgeous.
Oh, okay. So it was a slow burner.
However, now we've been together for a few months, I'm noticing some things.
Ooh.
To start with, I'm a really independent woman. You know, I grew up in a very broken home, so I do everything myself. Okay. I do still live with my mum, who's amazing, but we do kind of co-live. So it's almost like having my own home. Needless to say, if I needed anything, she would still always be there for me. Okay, so you're independent. Mm-hmm. You know how to take care of yourself. So I do my own cooking, cleaning, ironing. You know, I make my own money. I help with the bills and so on. You've got your shit together. My boyfriend does none of this at his house. His mum and dad still live together. He has a very nuclear family setup. All his meals will be made for him. His clothes will be washed and ironed. His dad will also sometimes just randomly drop £100 in his bank account.
Fucking hell.
Wow. He's living the lavish life. Oh, go treat yourself.
Riley.
Absolutely.
I don't even know who that is, but that's the saying.
Right, that is the saying. For jobs, I'm a training nurse associate and he works in the trades.
Okay.
So our working hours are really different.
Mm-hmm.
I work 13-hour shifts and he does 8 on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets paid a lot more money than me and has a lot more spare time overall. Overall, he has no idea how lucky he is to have all the things done for him.
Right.
When I think at 21, you should be doing all this yourself. Okay.
He's a 21-year-old guy that's not left home yet.
He's still
pretty natural, I would say, in most circumstances, that mum's still doing the washing, still doing the cleaning, still doing the cooking.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty common.
Listen,
he's not left home yet.
If my mum was still doing that for me, I'm not going to say,
it.
Angie, take a seat.
Let me do that.
Let me do that. Rest your feet. I'm going to say, what's for dinner tonight?
What are you cooking up tonight?
Smells delicious over there. What are you cooking up? What is that? Can't wait. You know,
especially if you'd never left home.
Yes.
Like if you've left home, you know, lived on your own or left home, whatever. Moved
Fiona,
to uni, let's say.
What's for dinner tonight?
And then moved back home, you would be a bit more like aware of, oh, I'll help, I'll do that.
Because
you're used to doing it for yourself. But if you've never left, then you take it while it's still coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, pretty normal for him.
Yeah.
He's still at home.
Yeah.
His mum is still, you know, wanting and willing and wants to look after him.
Mm.
But he's not an adult yet.
Because you're so independent and you've been very self-sufficient growing up.
Which is amazing.
You just can't relate to it. You're thinking, how the hell do you not do your own shit?
Yeah.
You've just had different experiences. Yeah.
And you're almost you're struggling to like relate to him.
Mm.
It's like, well, you know, he's actually very privileged.
Yeah.
And he's maybe...
Doesn't really recognize it.
Also, if he's not really recognized, you know, all the work his mum's putting in, you know, that's almost a red flag too.
I think he's just a boy living at home.
Okay.
21's very
young. But you're very much thinking at the fact like he should be doing this by himself.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Because I am.
Anyway, the point of this email.
I want my mummy shit?
I know. So here we go. The
it.
Point of this email, she said. I've started to notice if something happens, for example.
Stop.
No, listen. For example, he can't sleep. He can't sleep.
No.
Comma.
No.
He feels ill.
No.
Comma. I ask him to do something like help me cook or the latest one. Don't cringe, she said. His car was icy in the recent snow.
No.
And he cried. He cried and he said, I want my mummy. Wow.
Oh,
shit.
Okay, real men cry. We're not shaming men who cry.
Absolutely.
Here for letting your emotions out. I like that.
Me too.
But the over the icy car, you know, okay, if that set you off, you're valid.
You're valid.
But the I want.
Because listen, it probably make me cry. It might make me cry.
I'm going to be late. I'm stressed.
Yes.
Listen,
we're emotional. I can get overwhelmed and cry. Yeah, I've got to be somewhere. I've got to be at work. This fucking car is icy. Where is my mum?
Right.
You know, shit like that. I get it. But also it's not giving like independent, I can take care of my own shit vibes. It's like, I can't sleep, mummy.
I need to be looked after.
Yeah, I feel ill. I mean, I asked my mum how many paracetamols I can take.
So yeah, but it's the sentence, I want my mummy. It's the sentence for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're ill, oh, mum, I feel like shit. Well, can you make me a doctor's appointment? You know,
what? Yeah. Because I can't call up the doctor to myself.
But it's just the sentence for me.
Yeah.
The can't sleep as well. Come on. That I can't relate. I can't see that.
You know, that's fair enough. How did you sleep?
Because your mum soothe you? You know, you're a 21 year old.
She'd go, oh,
would
baby.
She stroke your head?
She'd say,
reach your book.
She'd say, I'll make you a lovely cup of tea. Some bed sleepy time tea but tonight. Mm. Maybe a little melatonin gummy. I'll be drift off tonight. Okay, so you know, these things. Okay.
Yeah, it's giving mummy's boy hard.
So this literally makes me cringe so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even so much writing it. I've mentioned all of the above to him and he just scrunches his shoulders. Oh, he's not responding. He's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed. Because, he's not like owning it. Okay. I just struggle when I am so independent. Yeah. You know, I go to the gym, I work long hours and deal with two sides of my family, trying to see all of them and keep a healthy relationship with everything, when Brian just wants me 24/7. Okay, so he also wants to see you all the time as well, and he's not really understanding. Right. Look, I've got a lot on my plate, more than you. Mm. No disrespect.
So are you going to become the mummy? Mom. You know, do everything for me.
Well, because he's saying Brian just wants me 24/7. So is it? Yeah.
He just wants to be looked after. Yeah. He's had it very good at home. You know, his mum's been there beck and call, you know, bringing him snacks, doing this, doing that. What can I get you? What would you like to eat?
He trusts her. Yeah.
He'd be living at a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mummy, I can't sleep. Mm. You know, oh, feel a bit. You know, I feel a bit ill.
I can't sleep. I can't. I can't get involved with that.
Oh, it's sweet. You know, it's so sweet.
It's really cringy.
I know. But he's only 21. Like, it is young. Like,
it's not that fucking young.
But yeah, it's not that young. Okay, fair enough if he was 18.
No.
Yeah, come on. 18, you are a child. If he was
18.
If he was saying, if
crying because your car's icing, I want my mummy.
I would understand more.
Can't sleep. I want my mummy. No way.
Oh, bless him.
You're right. Telling me a boy's house that you would see when you're 18.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And he's in bed saying, I can't sleep, I want my
absolutely
mummy.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We've got a picture attachment as well. Okay, so apart from this, he hasn't done anything wrong. There's been no cheating or anything like that. Girls, what
cheating
do I
you
do?
With his mum.
I feel I know. I feel have you met the mother? Like, what is she like? Like, what is the... I mean, imagine so.
I bet she's lovely.
Yeah, I bet she's lovely, but she's lovely. Very hospitable. Yeah,
I'd love to go around.
Little snack plate as you enter the door.
Yeah.
Here, girl.
All the
guys.
Good, like, M&S treats,
yeah,
you
some
know?
Snacks. Mm. I've just got some snacks. Yeah.
You know, all the good shit.
What kind of juice do
all
you want?
All the good shit that your mum would never yeah. buy.
God, she's got cool ice, you know? Yeah. Little crushed lemon in that drink.
Yeah. She's got Coke in the fridge, you know, she's got cans.
Full fat Coke. Full fat Coke, right. Yeah. Okay, what do I do? I feel so guilty thinking about breaking up with him because I know this would absolutely destroy him. Okay, so you're actually contemplating ending the relationship.
Yeah, it's really giving you the ick.
Absolutely.
Come on.
His family,
I'd be sick in my mouth.
And his family are lovely. Do I just get over it and stop being a little bitch? He's a little bitch. Or just accept the fact that he's a lot more dependent on his mum and a mummy's boy. I mean, look at this picture. He looks older than 21 in this image. Have you seen the pic?
No, let's see.
He's looking 25. He looks like a grown man. He's a grown man.
Yeah, he's a 21-year-old man.
He's a grown
man. He's a grown up.
Right. I
okay.
just think...
Oh, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
You've spoken to him about it.
It's not attractive, you know, a 21-year-old guy that you're dating. You're a very independent woman. You've got your shit together. You pride yourself on the fact that you don't rely on anyone.
No.
And you've been very self-sufficient for a very long time. It is not attractive for you to...
Not at all.
The guy you're dating be so dependent on his mum, you know, be so like any minor inconvenience. I want my mummy. Like, fair enough. Fair enough being a 21-year-old guy who lives at home, his mum still cooks, cleans, irons, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at home. Yeah, I think that's pretty normal. Yeah. But it's the minor inconveniences, you know, can't sleep at night. I want my mummy. Yeah. That would really give me the ick. It's taking it too far. It's not a guy who seems, you know, excited to be on his own two
feet,
of himself. Leave the family home, you know, a guy who's like, yeah, I want to get out there and do this myself. And
because naturally, yeah, you would think like he's got a good job.
Yeah.
He's making good money.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he's got a lot of support from his family.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like he could make steps to potentially move out or, you know, be like, yeah.
To be independent.
You know, and even when you're kind of bringing up this, like, oh, I'm, you know, when you say those kind of things, you know, and, you know, if he was responding with like, look, I get it. I need to move
it's
out.
It's time for me.
Yeah,
you know,
like if he was
need to grow up.
Yeah, if he was responding with like really mature, like, yeah, look, you're right, I need to grow up. Mm. I need to get out of here. Look, I've actually been looking at flats. Mm. I think I can afford like this amount of rent. Mm. And, you know, I really wanna be more independent.
Like, or if even he, if he was like, you know, I'm saving up to buy a place. Yeah, I'm probably gonna be living at home for a couple more years, but I'm saving for a deposit.
Yeah.
Fair.
If he was like responding with like a really attractive kind of, okay, brilliant. Look, he's got goals and he wants to be
it's
independent.
Just that I want my mummy sentence. That's the only
it's
thing
here.
It's
almost unbelievable.
Yes. I can't picture. Yeah,
it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
That he would say such.
I just can't
listen,
see it.
It's not attractive to you.
No.
You know, it's giving you major ick. Major ick. You know, and what the moment a man becomes unattractive and makes you cringe.
Makes you cringe.
Like he is making you cringe.
Yeah.
Almost convulse. Is that the right word?
Thinking,
convulse.
Oh.
Yeah. Like... It's not good. Look, maybe
it's not sexy, you know, it's not.
Maybe it's giving, you know, right person, wrong time. You know, maybe if you met him when he was 27. Let's imagine
he's got some maturing to do. Yeah. He's got some growing up to do, you know.
And I think at 21, you are exceptionally independent as well. Like, I think...
You're ahead of your time.
You are. You're working hard. You're supporting yourself. You know, you are ahead of
your
years.
You do your own cooking, cleaning, washing, ironing. You know.
You're ahead of your years right now and he's just not with you. And if he's not there with you, it's fine. It's no one's fault. It's just maybe...
He's on a different path.
It's just not right now, is it? Mm. And if you're even thinking about breaking up with him, I would think, look, just do it.
Because you also don't want to feel like you're mothering him.
You don't want him to start replacing her with you.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not anyone's mother.
No. Especially like, okay,
you're
say...
You're a girlfriend.
Yeah. Say if he does move out, what is he
Are you
start...
then taking on all those... Is it an assumption that you will then take on all those motherly roles?
Is he then
going to
be like,
are you going to...
Can you cook dinner tonight? Like, is he then going to start kind of putting that on you and then it's going to make things way worse? Because, he's moved out, but actually he wants me to act like his fucking mother. Mm. Like... He needs to go out there and be independent.
And be in the real world. Yeah. You know, it's great that he's got a good job. But he, you know, that's great.
It's really impressive.
So it's not like he's not working.
Yeah.
You know.
At least he's working.
Yeah.
I
think it's given you the ick. Give a lot of us the ick. What can you do?
I mean, unfortunate.
Do you want to break up with him? That's your call.
And at the end of the day, you say he's so lovely. He'll be so heartbroken. He's got a lovely family.
That's not a reason to stay.
It's not a reason to stay in a relationship. Like, you've got to be selfish. At the end of the day, this is your life, okay? You make decisions for you, not because you're going to hurt anyone's feelings, okay? So take that out of the equation. Think, do I want to be with this mummy's boy guy? If it's a no.
It's a no.
Be cutthroat, break up with him. It's fine. It will be for the best.
I feel like
you're not
you
meant
would
to be.
Thrive with someone who is like 3 or 4 years older than you, is in their career, maybe lives on their own or
very
lives with a friend, you know, has had a bit of life experience. Yeah. Just to kind of, I just don't think he's matching
your
emotional maturity.
No.
And that's no one's fault. That's no one's better than the other. It's just you've had different upbringings. You've had different lives. You've got different responsibilities and you've just not got that compatibility.
He's not meeting you in the middle right now. You're not like meshing.
You're not equals. I feel like you look down on him and think, oh my God, like, how can you not be blah, blah, blah? You're just not...
It's not meshing right now. No. Yeah, like Sophia said, you need someone who's out there,
got
independent,
their
got their shit together.
Just
not
matching your maturity. Yeah. Like, you're just at different...
And you'll find that so attractive.
Yeah.
Like, you'll find that...
Because you haven't had that.
Exactly. You'll find that so attractive and that's what you deserve. Like... Mm. Someone who can relate to you, like, oh, I've had a busy day at work, and now I've got to fucking do this. Like that's real life. Mm. Like, oh,
Mummy's
I wish
boy.
You know what? I wish we had a fucking
voice
snippet.
Note.
I just want to hear
I
it.
I want to hear it as well.
Like, what does it sound like?
I know.
Like, is it like, I want my mummy, or is it like, quite, I want my mum, mummy?
I don't know. Like, or is it like sad? Is it
like
frustrated?
Because what do you respond to that? I don't know what I'd respond.
I don't.
I'd be like,
what?
Yeah, we'd be what?
Say that again.
You know.
Hoping I heard it wrong. Oh God.
Okay. Baby.
All right, we're not ready for this one. Fucking hell. having an affair with the dad at my babysitting job.
Fuck. I mean,
you're the nanny, aren't you? You're the worst nightmare. I mean, this is don't hire a fit nanny.
This is everyone's worst nightmare, honestly.
Every mum's worst nightmare.
I'm sorry, bringing someone into your home. It's actually pretty deep, that.
Yeah. But, you know, we're on your side, always. Yeah, always. On the side of the emailer.
Yeah,
you know,
always.
We're going to get you through this. So thank you for trusting us with your problem.
You know,
thank you
at the end of the day, also, he's the pig.
Yes. Yeah. He's taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
But let's read it. So I'm 22 and finished uni last summer.
Congratulations.
I moved back home to live with my parents and picked up a babysitting job to make money over the summer.
Gorgeous.
I found the job through Facebook. I applied immediately.
Babysitting, you should do a lot of babysitting.
Also, sorry, she's just said I haven't told anyone about this.
Oh, okay.
I just need to get this off my chest.
Okay, we're here.
So 22, babysitting. Yeah, it meant I would babysit two kids once a week, you know.
Lovely.
Whilst their parents were out, as well as pick them up from school, look after them until about 7 p.m., you know, on certain days. I'm keeping it vague because we don't want to point anyone out here. Started in the summer and immediately found it quite easy and it paid well. The kids are so sweet and the parents seemed friendly enough.
Lovely.
The mum is in her early 40s and has quite an important job, which means she is at work a lot.
Okay.
And the dad, I suppose we can call him Brian.
Yeah, we can.
Is mid 40s and works at a local uni. Which just so happens to be where I studied for my degree.
Oh, Professor Brian.
So like I said, started in summer and things were great. I picked the kids up from school and looked after them. I can't drive, so Brian or his wife would give me a lift home.
Okay.
As I said, Sarah works a lot, so it would usually be Brian.
Okay.
We got on so well straight away as we have so much in common.
Aww.
We both love the same books, writers, films, and he was able to give me a lot of advice about careers and my future.
We appreciate that. I was
so attracted to him from the start.
Oh, I wish we had a picture.
He is very tall with dark hair, which is my type to a T.
Oh.
I found myself looking forward to our drives home together. So you like him. You've been crushing on him.
So he's not quite a silver fox. He's still got his dark hair.
But I knew nothing would come of my crush, as of course he was married with kids.
With kids. Mm-hmm.
He never indicated that he was romantically or sexually attracted to me. Mm-hmm. We would simply just sit and talk about books and other things while he drove me home.
Lovely.
One day at the end of last year, it was one of the youngest kids' birthday parties, which I offered to help out at. The party lasted into the night and Brian and Sarah had their friends around as well. So I stayed, put the kids to bed. The parents were drinking, you
lovely.
Know, parties happening for the adults. Once the guests had left, it was quite late and Sarah immediately went to bed, which left me alone with Brian.
Oh my, this is a movie.
I was sitting in the front room and he came and sat down next to me. It was clear he was quite drunk and he offered to call me a taxi.
Okay.
Obviously couldn't drive me because he was drunk. We were talking for a while about general things as usual before I noticed things were getting intimate.
Oh my God.
He began touching my leg.
Oh my God.
Playing with my hair.
Oh my God.
Stroking my thigh.
But he's drunk.
I honestly couldn't believe what was happening.
Oh my God.
I was so excited.
Okay.
But nervous at the same time.
Okay.
He eventually ended up telling me how attractive and smart he thought I was and how he'd wanted to do this for so long.
Stop it right now.
Before he leant in and kissed me.
Oh my God.
It was the most passionate kiss of my life.
Wow.
And I felt so exhilarated.
Wow.
We kissed for what felt like forever until the taxi arrived to take me home.
Okay.
I genuinely couldn't believe what had happened. He was so handsome and smart, and I had been dreaming about this for months.
Wow. Listen, star-crossed lovers, it sounds like.
I felt like I was in a film.
Wow, sounds like it.
I couldn't wait until I was next picking the girls up from school.
Oh.
So I picked them up, took them both on the bus home, and I anxiously waited until I knew Brian would be home too.
Uh-huh.
When he came in, he greeted me as usual and acted as though nothing had happened.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite an intense babysitting role. You're almost,
like a nanny
picking up from school. Yeah. Like babysitting is more like, we're going out for dinner, we'll be 3 hours, you know,
yeah,
5 hours. Here's
50 quid.
Once every, you're like a nanny to these kids. Yeah.
And like the birthday party thing.
Yeah, helping
like,
out.
It's giving nanny. It's like, it's a good little gig.
It's giving full-time
employment.
Okay, so
they've kissed.
They've kissed.
Not a text the next day, nothing. It's just like, okay, I'm going to
And now we've picked the girls up from school and he's acting like nothing's happened. I was disappointed, but assumed it must have been a drunken mistake.
Okay.
This was until we got to the car.
God, fuck. I'm like, ugh.
We drove in silence for a little while.
With the girls?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
He's dropping her home.
Dropping her home, okay.
Before he pulled into a nearby alley and parked the car.
Alley!
You could cut the sexual tension with a knife.
No way.
And we immediately started kissing.
No fucking way.
We ended up having the most passionate sex of my life
fucking way.
In his car that night.
No fucking way.
That was the beginning of our affair. From October to now, we have carried on like this.
October, November, hell. December, January, February, March. 6 months.
Sneaking around, waiting until we're alone to be with each other. He now sends me texts every day, quoting his favorite poems, buying me books and underlying certain passages. He even booked us a few Saturday nights away in a hotel, took me to museums and bookshops. I genuinely feel like we have a deep connection and I am falling for him hard.
It does sound like it, to be honest.
But I also feel guilty about Sarah and the kids. He told me he and Sarah have been very unhappy for a while and that they hardly ever get to see each other because of work. Ironically, they hired me to bring them closer and to allow them to spend more time together. I know it's so morally wrong and I would be so humiliated if anyone ever found out. I haven't told anyone, not even my closest friends or family, because I know they would judge me, and rightfully so. I doubt he would ever leave Sarah for me, and I don't know if I want him to, as I would feel so bad. I also know I should start applying to other jobs. I can't be a babysitter for the rest of my life, but I have been putting this off as it would mean moving away from Brian and the kids.
Okay.
I think I'm in love with him, but I know what I'm doing is morally wrong, and I would be so upset if Sarah or anyone else found out. I guess I'm writing to ask, what would you do if you were in this situation? These have been the best few months of my life and I don't want them to end. I know I sound like the worst person in the world, but I can't seem to help it. I am so attracted to him and I know he feels the same way. Thank you for letting me get this off my chest and I hope you aren't judging me too much. She's put much love from an unsure listener. There is no judgment.
No. I see how this has so naturally progressed. It's like you connected on an emotional level. Like you were bonding over the books and the poems and the passages.
And also he's watching you look after the kids. And
you know, he's seeing it's a lot more than just like an affair. Like you're saying you love him. Like this is serious now. Like this is serious. But I see how it's so naturally progressed.
I know.
Like it always.
And you've
just
got in way too. You've just found yourself in this.
You know, because we had that one kiss, passionate kiss. Okay, he was drunk. Could have been that he was just drunk. Whatever. No. Then we had to, that car. And then it's just a snowball. I know how it happens. Okay.
But
so what are we doing?
At the same time, you know, someone's invited you into their home to take care of their children, and not that you pursued the husband, because you didn't. He made the move on you.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it's very disrespectful. Yeah. It's very, you know, imagine being the wife. You'd think, what? Yeah. I've employed you to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, the blame is on the husband. I'm not trying 100%. To put this on you.
No.
But imagine if you were the wife, you'd be like, what the? Like the husband has absolutely, you know, he is mid-40s, your early 20s. Yes, you know, you're excited by him. You wanted him.
He's attractive.
But he's the married guy with two kids and you're the baby. It was a bit of a power play, like it's not he should never have made that move on you.
No, because no. And I mean, she knows she's it's fucked really, up. She knows you're in the wrong.
You know this you're in a murky water.
This is just one of those things that you're going to look back on in 20 years' time and go, fuck me.
The fuck.
You know, that what a time to be alive. That was crazy. Right? But right now, we're just going to get through it before we can look back and kind of giggle at it. Mm. Right?
So, and I think, you know, you don't want to destroy this family. You know, you're not a home wrecker.
And you say
I know that you don't really want Brian. Let's say Brian, you know, I filed for a divorce. These two kids, you know, you're now, you'd be like, whoa. Like, I know that you probably don't. I'm imagining that you actually don't really want that.
Yeah. It's kind of good.
You don't want to break up this family.
She said that she doesn't want him and Sarah to break up. Right. That's a good thing. I think it's kind of good that you're not trying to be like, I want to be with
him.
Mom.
Yeah.
I want to be
I'm
with
gonna
him.
I'm going to mother these kids. Yeah. You know, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. At the end, all right, I would think if this was Sophia and I had this babysitting gig, she came to me and she said, I've got to fucking tell you something.
Yeah.
Something's been going on. You're not going to believe me. Please just, you know.
Don't judge me.
I need some help. Mm. Told me this.
What would you do?
But then in the same breath said, look, I don't want it to continue. It's getting a bit, because I imagine at the 6 month mark, it's getting a bit too much for you to handle as well.
You're thinking, where is this going now?
Because the first few months, yes, it's still like, what's going to happen? It's fun. It's still exciting. But now it's like, I'm in love with this guy.
Yeah.
I don't want him to leave his wife. He's probably not going to leave his wife.
He's got two kids.
He's got two kids with this woman. I just think you need to remove yourself now
from the situation.
I think find another job. You know, at the end of the day, this is his marriage.
His life.
Yeah, his life. Listen, if you want to, you know, you could tell Susan if you want to. I don't imagine you want to, but I think this is his responsibility.
Yeah, it's his life.
This is his life. Marriage. He made the decisions. You know, you were just enjoying yourself. Mm. Okay?
You're a single 22-year-old girl.
You knew it was wrong, but look, you were just rolling with the punches, you know, seeing what would happen. Yeah, you're a 22-year-old girl, you know, whatever. So I would say, find another job.
He's the father.
Yeah, find another job, and then just try and. Because the thing is, you know,
if he really isn't happy in his marriage and it's so terrible and he wants to get out, let him divorce his wife. Yeah. You know, on his own terms.
Yeah.
People get divorced all the time. Yeah. You know, he can leave his wife and they can separate if they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you don't want that to be because of you.
Yeah.
Because that would then put a hell of a lot on you to be like, well, no. It's.
And also part of what right now of what is working between the two of you is the fact that it is an affair and it is a sneaking around and it's so exciting and it's the forbidden fruit. And
you're thinking, oh my God, he's so much older. He's thinking she's so, like.
Yeah. You know, when his wife, she works a lot, you know, she's busy. She's a mum of two. She's got a lot on her plate.
Mm.
Like, and, you know, it's really disappointing.
You're a 22-year-old with little responsibilities in comparison. So you're giving such a different aura, you know, you're
energy.
Like, you know, worry-free to a certain extent. You know, you've got your own shit going on, I imagine, but you're not this overworked mum of two that is stressed. Yeah. You're at very different points in life and you're so, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so disappointed in Brian, honestly, for cheating on his wife. I really am.
It's really,
you know,
shit
it's really shit from him. It's really disappointing. That, you know, it had to kind of go down this route. But at the end of the day, it's his life.
It's his life.
So, yeah.
And you don't want to be with a guy who's going to cheat on his wife with his two kids and his two kids.
No. And you don't want to be a stepmom to two kids at 22.
No.
Our advice would be get another job.
Leave, you know, just get out.
Say to Brian, it hurts me. Look, no doubt you two have a crazy connection. You get along so well. You're matching on physical and also intellectual levels. Like, you really are. It's really romantic. He's sending you poems and all that shit. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's lovely. But I would just, you know.
It's not your person.
Next time you see him, say, we can't do this anymore. This is not right. It's gone on for too long. I'm going to leave.
You quit the babysitting gig.
You know,
you're going to be sad.
You're
going to
leave
the kids.
You're going
to
be heartbroken.
You know, you're connected with these kids. You've been looking after them for a long time. You know, you're going to have to say goodbye to
Brian. And you have
Brian.
A strong bond with Brian, no doubt.
it's the best thing to do in this situation. You can't keep sticking around. It's only going to get more complicated.
And you're only going to get more hurt as well. You know, the moment, you know, because if this progresses, maybe you will want him to leave Sarah. And then what if he isn't?
Hmm.
Okay, now you're in a situation where you want to be with a man who still wants to be with another woman.
With his wife and his kids.
With his wife and his kids. And that is going to be gut-wrenching for you. It's going to be very hard. It's just going to get worse. Like, at least you're leaving with the attitude like, look, I don't want to be with him. It's not right.
Take it as a roller coaster, you know, try and clear your conscience and get on out of there, I think.
Get on out of there. He's not your person. I don't think this is who you're this meant to end up with.
This has been a whirlwind. You know, it's been a crazy roller coaster.
So much. It's you know.
It's one for the books, that's for sure.
Absolutely. You know, write this down. It's you know. And, you know, they say every single experience you go through, it just makes
you.
Take the lessons. It makes you into the person you are today.
Yeah.
You know, you will have learned so much from this.
Would you tell the wife?
No.
No, me neither.
I think just get on out of there.
It's not your.
I'd say.
Don't blow this up anymore.
Have one final conversation with Brian. Say, look, you tell your wife whatever you want to tell her
I'm not going to say anything. It's your life,
not
mine.
I'm not going to say anything. You can tell her that I've left for other reasons, whatever, you handle it, but I'm not getting involved. And just kind of leave that way
and leave it in the past.
Yeah,
don't go any deeper into this, I don't think.
No,
it's going to bring more harm than what it's worth.
I do think you should like talk to like a family member of yours, like, do you like maybe get it? I don't know if you want to, because you know when you talk about things it makes it better. Is
problem
there anyone you trust?
Is a problem halved.
Yeah, is there, do you have a sister, a best friend, your mum, auntie, anyone that you can just like,
I think she's just too scared of the judgment.
Yeah, but if they love you, they're not going to judge you. So you know, if you feel like you need to get it off your chest,
to share that,
because you're going to be going through something now. You're going to be going through heartbreak on your own, and you're going through a lot. I think if there is someone that you think would understand, talk to them.
It would be nice.
It would help you.
If not, I think
like your mum's not going to judge you. She's your mum.
Maybe write some things down, you know, do a bit of journaling, try and vent that way.
Yeah.
I imagine even writing out your email helped you get something off your chest.
Get something off your chest. And I hope
because not everyone's got someone they can talk to, you know, so maybe writing some things down. But you will get through it. You'll look back one day and think, fucking hell, I was wild. What was that?
You'll tell your kids about it.
Yeah, you will. You'll
no
look back
doubt.
And laugh and be like, God, I was so crazy.
Yeah.
You'll probably tell your friends like in a few years.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, blah, 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 you know.
Not but told you girls this, but
I think right now the best thing to do is get out of there.
Find another job.
Yeah. No more babysitting, you know. Yeah.
No more babysitting.
Wowza. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate
you
sharing your story.
I hope you feel better for, you know, us discussing it and, you know, and giving you some advice, and you will be fine. You just got to get out of that environment. You've got to get out of there.
Get out of
it's been too long.
Know, get out of their house, you know, stop building those relationships.
Yeah.
Get out of his, you know, you don't want to see him anymore. Yeah. It's like you've got to treat him as an ex, and it's like
you don't
want to see him, you don't want to be reminded of him. And it will phase out and you will start to forget, and will
she
think,
said,
what the fuck was I
she
doing?
She said
there?
In her email that other jobs are to like move away.
Yeah. Which
brilliant.
I think is perfect.
It's perfect. The last thing you want to do is have to drive past the house, you know, on a daily basis, you know. Get out of there,
see the environment. Doing the weekly shop, you know.
Yeah. God, gems. Run into the family in Asda.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's just call it quits, I think.
Yeah. Baby.
Okay, this one was quite funny, sorry. Yeah. This has been a really long episode, but I just have to read this. My boyfriend saw my email to you guys.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hi, girls. So, long story short, I sent an email to you both a few months ago asking how do you know when it's time to end your relationship? You didn't answer mine in particular, but you answered another similar, and, well, I'm in the process of following your 6-month rule.
Ow! Okay, brilliant.
My boyfriend and I have been together coming up for 6 years, and I am obviously having some doubts. We go on a city break tomorrow and okay. I needed to confirm flight times.
Oh, Lord.
So I asked my boyfriend to find the email I sent him on my phone with the info. Lo and behold, the fucking email I sent to you guys was at the top.
Yeah, because, right, so what, you went into the sent folder?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck.
He straight up asked me about it, but I have literally just had, within the past 24 hours, some terrible family news, mm-hmm. and I haven't slept yet. So I said, I'm not in the right frame of mind to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with this tonight, yeah. Brian.
He hates us.
I feel crap because not only am I having these feelings, but now he knows. I know I'm going to have to face the music once yeah. we've been out on the trip and my problems have settled. But girls, what the fuck do I tell him? Fuck's sake, Brian.
Fuck. Look, I think it's just fast forwarding.
God, sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Don't you think it's fast forwarding the inevitable?
That's a good point. Maybe delete any emails.
Yeah. Can you delete them out of the folder? Mm.
Maybe it has, yeah, fast forwarded the inevitable.
Well, because you're... He's like, we need to talk about this. You're like, look, we do need to talk about this.
Mm.
You're just having that conversation now earlier rather than later.
Than you expected.
Yes, you've not quite made your decision yet, but you've been with him for 6 years. Be honest. Look, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. And I'm thinking maybe if I'm not sure, it's not a good sign. Mm. I don't know. How do you feel?
Could almost angle it on the angle, you know, you could almost say, you know, I was more just writing that email to get it off my chest and to vent.
Yes.
Didn't think anyone would read it.
Didn't think, you know, anyone would
read
it. Yeah.
You know, wasn't going to follow up.
Yeah.
You know,
you could just say, look, I've been feeling quite overwhelmed in our relationship right now.
And it's tough. I've got a lot of thoughts going around. And, you know, we've been together for 6 years and I don't like the fact that I'm having these thoughts, but I am. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe it was a fate. I don't know. I mean, how are
just
you feeling?
Just say like, look, I feel like we're at a crossroads right now. Mm. We're either progressing to engagement and marriage.
And this is
or
it.
Or it's time for us to be single and experience that.
Yeah. How are you feeling about our relationship? Let's sit. Let's talk about it.
Do you see engagement and marriage on the horizon in the next?
Do you think am I the one for you? Yeah. Or have we just got comfortable?
Yeah.
You know.
Or are we soulmates? Because you know we've stood the test of time.
Mm.
You talk about it. I just think it's fast forwarding.
Open the floor.
The inevitable. And look, we always say, you know, when it's kind of like a long-term relationship like that, you kind of hit that point where it's like, I'm not sure about this anymore. You're probably out the door.
I know. Unless you just wake up and think, have I got here?
Yeah. Unless you have an amazing conversation.
Yeah,
you
brings
feel,
it full circle.
Yeah, you feel like, I can't leave this guy.
Doubts are squashed.
Yeah, it could work like that.
Mm.
Or it could work the other way.
But hopefully it's given you a way into a difficult conversation.
So. I think so.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank us later.
Thank us later, babes.
Enjoy. Well, let us know how that goes.
Yes.
Please get back to us with that and let us know how that goes.
Okay, brilliant. Right, well, we're going to sign on out of here.
Thank you so much for listening this week. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Same, me too. Hour and a half.
Back next Wednesday, as always. You can email your dilemmas, but don't let your boyfriend see, to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom.
Yeah.
And on TikTok and on YouTube.
You can see it all.
Yeah, baby.
Love you guys. Have a good week.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.